This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Tesla halts Cybertruck deliveries due to an unexpected delay. Threads is testing real-time search results. And Adobe previews AI object addition and removal for Premiere Pro. It's Tuesday, April 16th, and this is Engadget News. Tesla has halted Cybertruck deliveries. As CarBuzz reported, Tesla is telling owners that there has been an unexpected delay regarding the preparation of your vehicle. One buyer on the Cybertruck Owners Club said he was told that Tesla issued a recall over a problem with the accelerator. One owner posted a TikTok showing what might be the potential issue. Due to a problem with excessive lubricant on the accelerator pedal, the cover can loosen and slide toward the front, jamming into a gap in the floorboard. That effectively causes the accelerator to fully engage, creating an obviously dangerous situation. However, Tesla has not confirmed the exact reason for the delay or recall. Tesla said deliveries should resume on April 20th. But the situation might create a ripple effect that slows later deliveries as well. The vehicle, which finally went into production late last year after numerous delays, has seen other complaints from buyers, too. Those include a lack of visibility, off-roading difficulties, potential danger to occupants due to a lack of crumple zones, issues with the CCS adapter, lower range than expected, discoloration of the stainless steel body panels, and more. Meta's Threads app is often described as the company's competitor to X, but Threads users, especially those once active on Twitter, are often quick to point out that Meta's app is not yet a great source for real-time information. The app's For You algorithm often surfaces days-old posts alongside fresh ones, and its recently introduced Trending Topics feature only shows five topics at a time. But for those holding out hope that the app may eventually become more useful for real-time information, Meta's latest test may be good news. The app is testing a new search feature that will allow users to filter results by recency, according to a screenshot shared by Threads user Daniel Rodriguez. Threads top exec Adam Mosseri confirmed the change. That may sound like a relatively minor tweak, but the lack of a chronological search has long been frustrating for Threads users looking to find news or commentary about current events. And while sorting by recent posts isn't the same as chronological search, it should help surface posts about breaking news or other timely topics. Just how useful the feature is, though, will depend on if Meta makes the filter available to all topics on the platform. The screenshot showed a recent option for NBA Threads, a community Mosseri has gone out of his way to encourage in the app, but Mosseri has been considerably less enthusiastic about other timely topics, saying last year he did not want to encourage hard news. Elsewhere, Threads has angered some users by removing political content from recommendations and blocking search results for topics it deems potentially sensitive, like vaccines and COVID-19, even if the posts don't violate its rules. Last year, Adobe launched Firefly, its latest generative AI model building on its previous Sensei AI, and now the company is showing how it'll be used in its video editing app, Premiere Pro. In an early sneak, it demonstrated a few key features arriving later this year, including object addition and removal, generative extend, and text-to-video. The new features will likely be popular as video cleanup is one common and painful task. The first feature, Generative Extend, addresses a problem editors face on nearly every edit. Clips are too short. It does that by using the AI to create extra media, helping cover an edit or transition. Another common issue is junk you don't want in a shot that can be tricky to remove, or adding things you do want. Premiere Pro's Object Addition and Removal addresses that, again, using Firefly's generative AI. Adobe shows a couple of examples in a video, adding a pile of diamonds to a briefcase via a text prompt generated by Firefly. It also removes an ugly utility box, changes a watch face, and adds a tie to a character's costume. The company also showed off a way it can import custom AI models. One called Pika is what powers Generative Extend, while another, Sora from OpenAI, could automatically generate B-roll video shots. The latter is bound to be controversial, as it could potentially wipe out thousands of jobs. But Adobe said that is still currently in early research. The company notes that it will add content credentials to such shots, so you can see what was generated by AI, including the company behind the model. A similar feature is also available in text-to-video, letting you generate entirely new footage directly within the app. The company appears to be commercializing this feature pretty fast, considering that generative AI video first appeared just a few months ago. Those features will arrive later this year, but Adobe is also introducing updates to all users in May. Those include interactive fade handles to make transitions easier, essential sound badge with audio category tagging. AI automatically tags audio clips as dialogue, music, sound effects, or ambiance, and adds a new icon so editors get one-click instant access to the right controls for the job. Also, effect badges and redesigned waveforms in the timeline. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributor Steve Dant, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.